Okay, it's 1 o'clock, I'd like to call the meeting to order, please.
I would like to give our Reeve Amarobins regrets he's unable to attend today. Deputy Reeve Conkey will chair our meeting.
Okay, everybody's taking a look at the agenda. Any additions?
I have two fire inspector Stead re-batteries for smoke alarms for new business two. And for new business three, if I could please add rural municipality of Reynolds, re-postpone joint meeting.
Okay, can I have a motion for the agenda? Stead, seconder? Stead, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Reading and confirming of the minutes from February 25th.
And March 3rd.
And March the 3rd. Motion for that, any errors or omissions? Moved by Stead, seconder?
McDougald.
McDougald, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And now for our financial.
I'll move that.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. I gotta leave?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Can I get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks, please?
Stead.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you very much. Can Councilor Stead ask you to leave and we'll have our fighters, please?
Okay, a motion for the following item, for the firefighters' payment.
McDougald.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody, for doing all that. Okay, financial.
I can call you to sign the minutes, please, Deputy Conkey. Thank you very much.
Okay. And accounts, that's done. Public Works, update of February 24th. Councilor McDougald, you wanna do that for me, please?
I don't have my notes in front of me here, update. And that's a meeting ago here, we were just talking about. Yeah, the town saved road project, water leak. There was a water leak on 158 Main that's been fixed. Typical business as usual.
I agree with you. There was nothing out of the ordinary.
No, nothing out of the ordinary. Sorry.
Monitor the weather and.
Yeah.
I know they've started to clean a couple ditches already, so you know we'll keep that in mind. Okay, thank you for that.
Yep.
Reports of committees, Councilor McDougall.
All I have is the Eastman Regional Municipal Committee that came in. That's all I have for the reports of committees. I've not received anything else.
All right. Good. Verbals.
Yeah, I have had no committee meetings in the last.
Councilor Stead?
Nothing for me today.
Councilor Stead? No. And I have.
You were at the planning stuff, do you document that at all?
Seminar?
Your planning conference, do you want that marked at all? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a report from it. We just got back on Friday and, Delmer and I attended the planning seminar in Brandon. It was a full two days of various seminars throughout. So just an opportunity to learn more about planning and the province's ideas and different things that are going on. I think it was definitely beneficial for us to have been there. I had takeaway out of each seminar for sure. That'll help moving forward. So it was good.
And the only thing I was going to mention is the Reeve, although he's not here, he was very diligent on the IRA calls when we were waiting to see if there was going to be a shared health strike or not. So I just wanted to mention that.
Okay. All right, then we'll move on to our communications. Communication one, community planning branch proposal to subdivide Northeast 19-13-12 over the EPM by, can I mention their names? Donald Godfrey and Michael Godfrey. Anybody have any concerns on that one?
There was no conditions.
Yeah.
No recommendations. If I could have a mover and a seconder.
Yeah, that went through the planning committee probably a couple months ago when we saw it, and we didn't have any concerns. Highways, I would assume, is granting them access, but just for clarification, their one border is Homestead Road. Is that an all-season road?
I would have to double-check. I don't want to say without checking if the road system.
That was something that we had put a note forward on.
So why don't we table this then, if you're thinking maybe it's something different and we can get that information?
Well, my thought is if they have an intention of building a dwelling on that and it's not an all-season road, maybe something to be thought about.
If I recall from Public Works side and everything, Councillor McDougall, I think you're right, because after Sandy Lane, the sign says non-maintained.
And that's all the way to 307.
Yes, that way through.
And generally, I wouldn't get Public Works opinion on a subdivision application, but now that we know there's a question about the roadway, can I just table that and bring it back to you with additional information, please?
Yeah,
I would think so.
I think so.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, number two, Seven Sisters Falls Community Center request for letter of support for a new playground. And we have those letters done up with that, and we'll get them out to the proper people in that. Any concerns?
None? No.
Okay, good. Number three, Association of Manitoba Municipalities Spring Convention Resolution.
I wasn't sure if everyone was going, just so I make sure that I don't pay for somebody that's not going or buy a dinner for somebody that's not going to be there.
Okay, I've already said I'm not going to the banquet.
So convention, no banquet. Councillor McDougall?
Yeah, no banquet.
No, for me, not this
year. Are you doing
the convention? Yes.
No banquet. Okay.
Convention, no banquet, no motel rooms, right?
Perfect. If I can have a mover.
Stiff.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Okay,
number four is the Alma Bridge newsletter from the Provincial Environmental Geotechnical and Infrastructure Department forwarded to the Clipper once the agenda was circulated to council and all that. So that's just a newsletter from the government that is out there and all that. So as news comes in, we'll circulate as we get it and all that. So any questions? Number five, Community Planning Branch, Subdivision File 4203-23-7731, Crescent Bay Farm /Kettle Certificate of Approval. Again, I didn't see nothing on this one or anything either.
We did that a long time ago. This is just the final approval.
Yeah.
Certificate of Approval.
Yes. I have no concerns from me or anybody else.
I don't think it matters at this state, it's a certificate of approval.
No, it's a cert, it's a.
Just more approval?
It's just communication.
It closes, closes their file.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Unfinished business, number one, lagoon, that's the borrowing bylaw direction and all that, and, from our meetings and all that, we have directed administration to do a per lot fee. Any questions on that?
We'll make sure that we start getting that all together.
Yeah, okay, and we'll take a look at it then, thank you. Number two, water line south of Elma, Manitoba Water Services Board, Rural Municipality Reynolds, Teams meeting set for tomorrow. That all set up, okay. Number three, the grader, due to budget 2025 restraints and that, a grader has not been included into the budget as of now, so. That is, comes up for now. Number four, zoning bylaw, council's feedback.
I have then the 11 items, is it okay if we go through them? I have, the responses as the Reeves and absent, he has shared with the deputy Reeve as well, so if we could go to number one, is that okay? And then you can just tell me if these are the ones, if you still want us to address all 11 items.
Okay.
Number one, with the changing from GD to OSI, is that something that council's comfortable with?
I need more information on it, sorry, I can't make a decision on that.
So can you make a decision on any of them?
Probably not, we talked about this maybe being a special meeting of its own because it's so many items to discuss.
Okay.
And, that's where I was at, I'd actually, based on that, I thought it was tabled until we had a special meeting, so I didn't even put my mind into these 11 items for this meeting.
Okay, well, then we'll table it.
Okay.
Do we have a meeting date set for that, that I've oversighted?
I don't think so.
Okay, then let's set a date so that we can move forward with it. What date suits you?
I guess we'll set a date and we'll see if it's okay with the Reeve, eh?
Should I just wait then until maybe I can get ahold of, then we'll.
Well, we're meeting tomorrow, right, so, that information meeting?
You have an information, yes?
Yeah, so we can discuss it there or make a date there.
Can we include it in tomorrow's meeting with everybody? Are you okay for a few hours?
I'm good here.
That's gonna put you very late because, this one, yours is already.
We have the Teams meeting, yeah, no, I'm not.
And, the meeting that's for beforehand with Water Services Board is for my staff and myself, so we'll be busy right till 11. And then when you're coming in 11, we're coming in for that one particular information session, so we have that. Other than that, if you wanted to do it tomorrow, I don't believe that that's enough time.
I'm not available.
I just meant tomorrow to set a date.
Yeah, okay, when we get everybody together tomorrow, we'll set a date for that.
That's how I meant, I didn't mean having a meeting tomorrow.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, otherwise we'll be all here and we can just see what works for us.
Table.
Thank you.
Okay, number five, building bylaw 768/25 amendment.
That's amending, that will be the second reading.
So.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Third and final reading?
Third reading.
Stead.
Seconder.
Chair.
Stead, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so just to clarify that, anybody that had permits before January the first, 2025 is grandfathered, correct? Alright, thank you. And then this is just moving forward after that, clearing everything out, okay, thank you. New business. Bylaw number 769-25, amendment to council's identity. Bylaw 737-22, our kilometerage reduction /change, so.
Now it's for the National Joint Council, that's what you'll be utilizing, so if I can have a mover and a seconder for the first reading to that bylaw?
Stead?
Yeah, I just wanna add, it's actually, just so anybody listening on right now, it's a mileage, it's a pay cut for us. Not a pay cut, but a cut in the rate right now for us. So, it's, some people think when they see a change to something like this, it's always an increase, it's not.
Actually, this particular one will bring from 60 cents to 56 cents, this particular one, reduce it.
Correct, so, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Second reading to that bylaw, mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
Stead, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks for clarification, Counselor Stead, you're now Fire Inspector Stead, you have had a, added on to the agenda batteries for smoke alarms, and I didn't have anything to put up with that.
Yeah, no, I've been doing the smoke detectors with the fire department, and we had them supplied, but I'm running into so many people who just don't have batteries, senior citizens, people with families, and I was wanting to ask council if they could provide $130 so we could purchase batteries from Home Hardware, who's gonna split the cost with us. And when I go out doing the smoke detectors, some of the people who don't quite qualify for the smoke detectors, the free ones, at least we can get batteries into what they have, and for a small price, it'll keep a lot of people safe.
Questions?
What's the program, sorry?
I started doing smoke detectors, the UFC supplied smoke detectors for seniors, people with children, newcomers to Canada, and there's a list of people, but I'm going, and they're allowed one smoke detector, but when I get into the homes, there's a lot that just don't have batteries in other rooms that I don't have smoke detectors for, so I'd like to.
What's the criteria for this? You said some people aren't eligible for it?
Yeah, there's some people that have older children, or I'm gonna stick to the same, but they're stuck to one smoke detector per home, and some have two, you know, up second floor basement, and they just have the batteries either ripped out, they don't have any at all, or.
Could we maybe get a little bit more information in writing on that for our next meeting?
Yep.
And I could possibly craft a tentative resolution, would that maybe be suitable?
Yep, that's fine, yep.
Bring the program out, give everybody a copy of it.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm just putting tabled for additional information.
Okay, I'll get that in.
Thank you. Number three.
That's from the RM of Reynolds. For our next, we were gonna have a 6-month joint meeting next week, but we don't have anything on our agenda presently. So that was the CAO that said from there, should we possibly just postpone it until we have more? And I said, certainly I'll bring it to council. We don't want to waste an evening for everybody if there's not enough to discuss.
Okay.
And I have a letter for you to be looking at in camera, please.
Yeah, we have in camera for the viewers. Mover to go in camera?
Stead.
Stead. Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we're out of camera now. Colleen, can you please advise the solicitor that we are not moving forward? There we go.
Perfect, thank
you
very much.
Motion to dismiss?
Adjourn?
Adjourn?
Not in the army.
There we go.
Mover.
Mover.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much for